first of all, we don't have any excuses. It's always the next man steps up. And what we need to do is just really just eliminate the mental lapses that we've had that's caused some big plays. And anytime we've given up the big play, it's kind of led to a touchdown. It's kind of put us behind, and that's been hard for us. So that's something that we just really need to kind of focus on and play four quarters and don't have any of those mental lapses that create those big plays for the other team.
So that's your single biggest concern, say, is to wipe out those?
Yeah, I mean, because, not obviously, but majority of the times when teams have to drive on us, they end up making a mistake, we get a turnover, or we hold them to a field goal, as long as we don't give up big chunks of yards.
What do you think is up with the streak of giving up loss? You know, you guys lose to rookie quarterbacks under this tenure.
I don't know.
Even think about it? Is another rookie coming in?
No, I don't know if it's something that we think about. Obviously, you know your personnel and the guy, and you can try to do a couple of things differently to kind of confuse rookie quarterbacks when they come to play you, but they've always stepped up and played well. We haven't played any slouches, you know. You know, you got Sam Bradford. Who else did we play? A couple other rookies. I can't even think of the names right now. It's a couple of them, but they're all like top of the, you know, line quarterbacks that can play in this league and have great weapons. So it's not like we're playing slouches as they're just coming in.
It's the NFL.
Yeah,
right?
So it happens, and I don't know. I don't think it's nothing to the streak of rookie quarterbacks.
And the issue being that he does have ton of weapons at his disposal.
He does. I mean, you got Deshaun, you got Macklin, you got McCoy. You got all these guys. Selleck is great. So it's guys that you got to worry about, and sometimes it's hard to key on one guy. But if we get able to get to him and kind of fluster him a little bit, Dallas was able to do that a little bit and make him throw some turnovers, then we have a chance.
What about the two games in 5 days, that whole angle in it? Is it also on your list of concerns, or do you even just put that out?
I mean, a lot of teams have to go through it. Obviously, it's harder to recover after a game and come right back and play Thursday, especially for older guys, but it's something that we have to just prepare ourselves for. We know it's going to happen, so take care of your body. If you've been doing that the whole year, you should be fine, because the other team has to do it as well.
With Foles being 6'6", Kedrick was saying, since he's so tall, it kind of goes against the tall defensive line that you guys have, and, you know, keep the balls batted down that you usually would. So right. Is that more of a pressure and emphasis to get to him and really put more on him?
Yeah, I think that's just an emphasis in general for whoever we're playing. That's something that we've kind of lacked throughout the years, is consistent pass rush, and that's something that we really want to get fixed here soon to help out our back end and ultimately create some sack fumble opportunities and create more opportunities for Robert and the offense to put points on the board.
Do you prefer running against LeSean McCoy or Adrian Peterson, like a shifty guy or a powerful guy, you personally?
Me personally, I'd rather have a guy that's going to, you know, try to run me over. They're both good backs. I mean, Adrian Peterson has a lot of power, but he's also shifty as well. So, I mean, this both backs is a hard feat. But I would rather somebody that's more downhill versus somebody that likes to scat, get out, juke you, bounce it. You never know where he's going to be, which is sometimes even harder for a defense, because you got to be real sound in your gaps when you're playing him, because he could be anywhere at any time.
With the announcement that Foles will be starting in place of the injured Vic, how does that change how you guys prepare schematically?
I think more from just a mindset is pass rushing. You're able to do a little bit more things, take inside moves, because you don't have to worry about Foles so much breaking contain and then running 30 or 40 yards down the field with the type of speed that Vic has. So, pass rush, we can just be a little bit more loose. But obviously, you still got to keep contain, keep him in the pocket, and get to him.
I just want to ask two quick ones.
Yeah.
One on RG3's rookie being one of the captains and that announcement and your thoughts.
Well, he's earned it. I mean, obviously a guy that's went out there, performed at a high level, has commanded the offense, I think, very well, and ultimately has earned that type of respect in the locker room. So it's nothing that was just given to him because he was a first-round pick. It's something that he's earned, and you got to respect it. And I don't think guys would have voted for him if he hadn't performed at this level and carried himself in a certain way he has throughout the entire season so far.
And then my final question is something that we talked about with other guys yesterday. Again, didn't get your thoughts yesterday on 3-6 and not being out of it, and how much winning can just cure
yeah.
in this locker room.
Well, that's the biggest thing, is getting on a winning streak. And it all starts, obviously, with the Eagles and putting games together. We haven't had a winning streak, I don't think, since last year when we started with the Eagles in the second game. So that's something that good teams are able to do, and we need to figure out a way to do that, especially in November, December, when games matter the most. And if we're able to do that, we do have an outside chance of making the playoffs, especially playing 5 of the 7 of our last games being divisional games. So it's big-time football right now for us, and if we can step up to the plate, we have a shot.